مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ.
Allah statements, whatever a verse that is revelation do nansakh, that is we abrogate, or nunsiha, that is caused to be forgotten, we bring a better one or similar to it. Know you not that Allah is able to do all things? Know you not that it is Allah to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and besides Allah you have neither any wali, that is protector or guardian, nor any helper. Chapter 2, verses 106 and 107, Al-Quran. The next topic is the meaning of nasr. Ibn Abi Talha said that, Ibn Abbas said that, Allah's statement, whatever a verse that is revelation, do nansakh, means whatever an ayah we abrogate. Also, Ibn Jurayj said that Mujahid said that whatever a verse that is revelation do nansakh means whatever an ayah we erase. Also, Ibn Abi Najih said that Mujahid said that whatever a verse that is revelation do nansakh means we keep the words but change the meaning. He related these words to the companions of Abdullah bin Mas'ud. Ibn Abi Hatim said that similar statements were mentioned by Abu al-Aliya and Muhammad bin Ka'ab al-Khurazi. Also, As-Suddi said that whatever a verse that is revelation do nansakh means we erase it. Further, Ibn Abi Hatim said that it means erase and raise it, such as erasing the following wordings from the Quran: the married adulterer and the married adulteress. Stone them to death. And if the son of Adam had two valleys of gold, he would seek a third. Ibn Jarir stated that whatever verse that is revelation do nansakh means whatever ruling we repeal in an ayah by making the allowed unlawful and the unlawful allowed. The nasakh only occurs with commandments, prohibitions, permissions, and so forth. As for stories, they do not undergo nasakh. The word nasakh literally means to copy a book. The meaning of nasakh in the case of commandments is removing the commandment and replacing it with another. And whether the nasakh involves the wordings, the rulings, or both, it is still called nasakh. Allah said next, or nunsiha, that is, cause it to be forgotten. Ali bin Abi Talha said that Ibn Abbas said that, about Allah's statement, whatever a verse that is revelation, do nansakh and nunsiha, means whatever ayah we repeal or uphold without change. Also, Mujahid said that the companions of Ibn Mas'ud who read this word, nansaha, said that it means we uphold its wording and change its ruling. Further, Ubayd bin Umar, Mujahid and Atta said, Nansaha means we delay it, that is, do not abrogate it. Further, Atiyya al-Awfi said that the ayah means we delay repealing it. This is the same tafsir provided by As-Suddi and Arabi bin Anas. Abdul Razzaq said that the Ma'mar said that Qatada said about Allah's statement, whatever a verse that is revelation do we abrogate or cause to be forgotten, means Allah made His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forget what He willed, and He abrogated what He will. Allah said, we bring a better one or similar to it. That is, better relates to the benefit provided for the one it addresses. As reported from Ali bin Abi Talha, that Ibn Abbas said about Allah's statement, we bring a better one, means we bring forth a more beneficial ruling that is also easier for you. Also, as Siddhi said about Allah's statement, we bring a better one or similar to it, means we bring forth a better ayah or similar to that which was repealed. Qatada also said that about Allah's statement, we bring a better one or similar to it, means we replace it by an ayah more facilitating, permitting, commanding, or prohibiting. The next topic is Nasr occurs even though the Jews deny it. Allah said, know you not that Allah is able to do all things? Know you not that it is Allah to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth? And besides Allah, you have neither any wali, that is protector or guardian, nor any helper. Allah directed His servants to the fact that He alone is the owner of His creatures and that He does with them as He wills. Indeed, His is the supreme authority and all creation is His. And just as He created them as He wills, He brings happiness to whom He wills, misery to whom He wills, health to whom He wills, and ailment to whom He wills. He also brings success to whom He wills, and failure to whom He wills. He judges between His servants as He wills, allows what He wills, and disallows what He wills. He decides what He wills. There is no opponent for His judgment, and no one can question Him about what He does, while they shall be questioned. He tests His servants and their obedience to His messengers by the Nasr. He commands a matter containing a benefit which He knows of, and then out of His wisdom prohibits it. Hence, perfect obedience is realized by adhering to His commands, following His messengers, believing in whatever they convey, implementing their commands, and avoiding what they prohibit. The statements of Allah here contain tremendous benefit, prove that the Jews are disbelievers, and refute their claim that Nasr does not occur. May Allah curse the Jews. In ignorance and arrogance, they claimed that the sound mind stipulates that Nasr does not occur. Some of them falsely claimed that there are divine texts that dismiss the possibility that Nasr occurred. Imam Abu Ja'far bin Jarir said, the ayah means, do you not know, O Muhammad, that I alone own the heavens and the earth, and that I decide whatever I will in them? I forbid whatever I will, change and repeal whatever I will of my previous rulings, whenever I will. I also uphold whatever I will. Ibn Jarir then said, although Allah directed His statement indicating His greatness towards His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He also rejected the lies of the Jews who denied that the rulings of the Torah could undergo Nasr. The Jews also denied the prophethood of Jesus and Muhammad because of their dislike for what they brought from Allah, such as changing some of the rulings of the Torah, as Allah commanded. Allah thus proclaimed to the Jews that He owns the heaven and the earth, and also all authority in them. Further, the subjects in Allah's kingdom are His creation, and they are required to hear and obey His commands and prohibitions. Allah has full authority to command the creation as He wills, forbidding them from what He wills, abrogate what He wills, uphold what He wills, and decide whatever commandments and prohibitions He wills. I, Ibn Kathir, say that the Jews' dismissal of the occurrence of Nasr is only a case of their disbelief and rebellion. The sound mind does not deny that there could be a Nasr in Allah's commandments, for He decides what He wills, just as He does what He wills. Further, Nasr occurred in previous books and law. For instance, Allah allowed Adam to marry his daughters to his sons and then later forbade this practice. Allah allowed Nuh to eat from all kinds of animals after they left the ark, then prohibited eating some types of foods. Further, marrying two sisters to one man was allowed for Israel and his children, but Allah prohibited this practice later in the Torah. Allah commanded Ibrahim to slaughter his son, then repealed that command before it was implemented. Also, Allah commanded the children of Israel to kill those who worshipped the calf, and then repealed that command, so that the children of Israel were not all exterminated. There are many other instances that the Jews admit have occurred, yet they ignore them. Also, it is a well-known fact that their books foretold about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and contained the command to follow him. These texts in their books indicate that the Jews were required to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that no good deed would be accepted from them unless it conformed to the Muhammad's law. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought another book, the Quran, which is the last revelation from Allah.